And before you continue on, can we just take a step back? You were talking about how the patient was managed by the physician in the community, how the anemia was managed. I know it's a little bit of sort of Monday morning quarterbacking, but how do you typically manage that situation? Would you have done the same thing?
It's an excellent question. Managing the anemia on ruxolitinib with patients with myelofibrosis is very challenging because a variety of things contribute to the anemia. The splenic sequestration of red cells. Ruxolitinib itself directly can decrease the red cell count. It clearly can have other pre-existing iron deficiencies or et cetera that we really need to be mindful of. And the disease itself, of course, causes anemia by interfering with hematopoiesis. So it's a common and challenging situation. In general, I have found that lowering the dose of ruxolitinib ends up being counterproductive, unfortunately, as it was in this case. When we pull it back, it doesn't seem to increase the hemoglobin to any great degree, but we lose some of the other efficacy. I think it's an area of unmet need. I think in terms of non-clinical trial drugs that we might add on top of ruxolitinib, things certainly that we have used with some success has been the addition of danazol. At 600 a day, we had performed a trial with that showed some improvement in anemia. People have used erythropoietin-stimulating agents, particularly if they have a baseline inadequate EPO response. So older individual with chronic renal insufficiency may benefit as well. At ASH, there was a study of the combination of thalidomide with ruxolitinib, one of our older drugs that had good anemia responses before. So that certainly is something in the mix. There are now even clinical trials adding drugs to ruxolitinib. There's an ongoing study with luspatercept that was also presented at ASH for other indications that may have a role in addition with ruxolitinib.
But just to clarify with this patient, would you have just transfused him?
So with this individual, I probably would have transfused him for the time being and seeing the response, would have considered addition of either an ESA or danazol. What I have found is that sometimes the anemia in the setting of the therapy with ruxolitinib, if not overly problematic, is sometimes best just to observe.
So was he symptomatic from the anemia?
He needed that first transfusion, but really had then ended up stabilizing. What I found is that patients tend to have anemia after the initiation of the drug for those first 2 to 3 months, but there tends to be less impact on the hemoglobin over time. So the fact that this individual didn't continue to require transfusions would be fairly typical. Needed some initial transfusions to begin with, but got over that hump. His hemoglobin did not return back to normal, but it was above a need for a transfusion.